What exactly is the line? If they're dealing with someone who espouses radical views, but they in effect brainstorm the crime and provide the implements of the crime, under what circumstances can the target be legitimately charged and convicted?
If they can legitimately say that the person was predisposed to that mindset, that the FBI did not introduce the idea of radicalism to them, they can do an awful lot after that point. If they have identified someone who has already shown a proclivity towards a radical mindset, they can really go step by step in a purported plot, introducing fake Stinger missiles, as they did in that Nuremberg case, and another case in Albany and others, fake bomb makers, fake gun dealers, fake attacks on synagogues or local establishments. As long as they're not just sort of willy-nilly identifying someone and introducing the idea, if they can say, this is someone who is already walking down that road and we just sort of led them there a little bit quicker, they've upheld that in court.